Can you tell me a little bit about some of the other families that you, as the Glazebrooks, used to mix with when you were growing up?
Well, of course, the Hagenbachs, who lived at Croft House, because obviously the house, Croft Cottage, belonged to them initially until Mother and Father bought that. Willy Hagenbach was Swiss, and they had Hagenbachs, which was like the Greggs, or, oh, sorry, shouldn't say that, very much more upmarket than Greggs. And
this was in Leeds?
Yes. And they then eventually moved to Scarborough.
What about the Carveley family?
My father was the solicitor for the Carveley estates. And I think it was Hugh Carveley. He used to come over from Canada and would often stay at our house. And in fact, one year, I think it was particularly cold, and he bought Mother her first electric blanket. And having come from Canada, obviously knew about the cold weather, and maybe they have more electric blankets in Canada than they had in England at that time. So he did buy her one of those.
Did Hugh Carveley ever say anything about regretting having moved to Canada?
I don't remember him saying that, but I know that, you know, he had a great affection for Alton. I remember staying at Alton Hall when it was a mental institution, because I used to go to Mrs. Daniels' riding school. That was at the farm on Wakefield Road that belonged to Billy Chapman. And sometimes at the weekends, we girls would stay over at Alton Hall, because Mr. Daniels was the chief male nurse there. And I remember being served by a boy who was called Dummy, who was deaf and dumb. And old people who had been in that institution for a long, long time. And of course, all the doors were locked, so it was like a prison. And the Christmas pantomimes that they used to put on, the patients themselves, which of course was very different to Alton Hall as it is now.
And what about the other middle-class families in the village? The Armitages, for instance, who operated the quarry?
Well, as I say, I remember going there in 53 to watch the coronation, because they were the only ones that had a television. I remember a Mr. and Mrs. Hargreaves, and they lived in part of Eshold House.
And what other connection did your father have with the village? Did he do a lot of solicitor kind of work for people in Alton and Woodlesford?
Yes, and people would relentlessly knock at the door and ask Father for, you know, help in whatever case, and, you know, what should they do, advice, everything else. So it was an ever-open door. And I remember one Christmas, and we were all sitting by the fire in the lounge, and all of a sudden we heard this knock on the door, and the front door open, which was a very big, heavy door, and somebody say, "Hello," and nothing else. And we went to look, and it was thick snow, there were no footprints in the snow, nothing, and the door was locked. So, but we all definitely heard that.
So there are ghosts in Alton, that's what that's...
Definitely.
And what other things do you remember about growing up in the village? Did you associate very much with the sons and daughters of people who worked at the pit and the brewery?
Not really. My mother had two ladies who used to come and clean for her. And one was Ruth Wiles, and she lived down Eshold Lane in those rows of houses that were mainly miners' houses, and her husband was a miner. And then we had a Mrs. Flint. They both worked at the same time, and that she lived up North Lane.